Serving the Lord with all your heart. Lord is made and ready to be praised. Serve ye the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Serve ye the Lord with all your heart, with all your
problem, Brother Dwayne. Yeah, I knew that song was going to be long. We were thinking about doing two songs to start the service every now and then, and that's fine. I could sit through music like that anytime. That's nice. I especially like that. Maybe we could finish the service with the women singing that song at the last camp meeting, and that's long too. But oh, the harmonizing is just beautiful. Anyway, if you can kneel, let's please do so, because there's some people that are just joining us, and this is Testimony Sabbath. It's a where everybody gets to jump on a mic if they want. So please kneel if you can. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for your presence. Thank you for blessing us each and every Sabbath day like this, but especially on Testimony Sabbath, because your hand moves so often in these last days. We just want to let everybody know, even if it's little things, because some people don't see it until they get really close to you and your son. They don't realize it, even though the Holy Spirit within them tries to reveal such things to them. But it takes a little while to get those kind of eyes. And so perhaps something if somebody says today will bless them, you know, because like I like to call them butterfly wings. Sometimes you get these little tiny blessings from you that can change a life, and somebody just thinks it's like, oh, no big deal. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us with the little things and the big things that are going to be shared today as well. We do this every month, Father, as you know. And thank you for blessing everyone on the prayer list, as we mentioned earlier. And we're going to offer a lot of praises unto you this day, Father, and we thank you for the opportunity to do so. And we offer this prayer and these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. And Brother Zimbe got your email, and I will send you the notes, which just went up. Where is it now? He wants the notes to the sanctuary study before I put them on the site, because I cleaned. He's the one, as a matter of fact, I think he's the one that asked me for them. Well, there was a couple of them, but he's the one that's been asking a couple times. And so let's see, it's for some reason this computer takes a little while to count the amount of pages. It's over 250 for the sanctuary study. For some reason it's showing only 56, but it shows 2,235,597 words. Oh, there, 265 pages. So it'll be in your email earlier or later on today, brother. So thanks. And I got your praise, too. So, all right, let me close this down here. I've got the first praise here because I got the mic. All right. Oh, and Sister Vera, is she here? I just sent her off an email again. I don't know if I don't see her, but then I'm tired because there's so many people in here. We've got them in different sections, and so the alphabetical order changes three times. So I don't see her. But Hotmail's blocking my emails to her. They're literally coming back acting like you don't exist. And I know you do because you sent me, like, she sent me a praise today. I forwarded it to Fran. And because I had some questions in regards to a translated page she sent me. I think it was the Image of the Beast page. It was translated into Russian. Okay, thanks, Sean. Thank you. Thank you. Because I don't think she's getting my emails. So, anyway, I want to praise the Lord that we're here. We're actually here. Yesterday we had, well, actually it started last week, if you recall, towards the end of the church service, we lost bandwidth. I mean, the speed, I mean, it just plummeted it. And so I guess it was going on all week, which I don't really watch during the week, because I'm only concerned about, you know, Fridays and Saturdays, because even though we do meetings in the conference room in the middle, like during the week, if you're under, you know, 30 or so, then yeah, we could do it with a meg up and down. It doesn't matter. But we need a lot more than that for the church service, just to keep it stable, especially since we got John 14:29 out there running around with videos and people start downloading and causes problems, which is okay. I can just shut the server off. That's not a problem. But I want to praise his name that it was fixed. They actually called me this morning because they were concerned, because I told them this isn't right. We're only paying for this every, you know, whatever. I'm not going to complain. And that's another praise too, by the way. The Lord woke me up at, like usual, 4 a.m. You go into a short prayer, as long as I can sit there before I was on, all of a sudden fall over and go back to sleep. And so I wanted to, first of all, thank Brother Joe for helping me out on this, because I removed the complaints that I put in the beginning of the Friday night study last night, because we were having all these issues with the connection and AT&T, the things that they were doing, even though we're not connected with them at this point. And because the Lord revealed to me, and he shared this with me years ago, and I have a tendency to forget sometimes, I guess. And so I need prayer here, as we all do, because a lot of us have a tendency to complain, like I do sometimes, and that just makes him look bad. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to make him look bad. He revealed that if it's his will that we'll have a trial where the internet goes down, then I've got to deal with it. You know, I've got to say, okay, Father, I'm okay with it. And then when I was praying, I said, that peace that came on me is just, oh, man. It was like, okay, yeah. I says, all right, fine. So if we lose a connection, I'm happy then. I get a day off, I guess you could say, if you want to call it that, even though, you know, I enjoy what I'm doing. But yeah, the perfect peace was there, and I went back to sleep, and I get up this morning, I get a call. Yeah, we found the problem. It's fixed. Took them a week to find it, but they found it. And that's understandable. It takes a week because, you know, the way we get internet, it isn't just one line running in. We're jumping off a bunch of towers to get here. And so it's fixed. But again, it could happen again next month. You know, it's just the way, you know, especially in the spring when the tornadoes come whipping around and stuff. And so So I want to praise his name for that we have a stable connection. And it did not come out right last night when I was talking about Craig. I said something to the fact that I don't watch his videos anymore, when in fact I do watch his videos. It's just that I have a hard time looking for them. So I emailed him, and he sent me where he's at. And so now I can watch his email or his videos without issue, because he changes his locations for his videos. And which is fine, because he's getting knocked off the internet just like I am, right? And so it didn't come out right last night, and so I deleted that too out of that thing. Brother Matthew just sent me a praise here. I think that's all I got for now. Yep, Oh, yeah, and Vera. I wanted to make that mention there, too. So thanks again, Sean, contacting her. But Matthew says, my praise. I praise the Lord for the return of her dog. I guess this must be one of your daughters. And all seems well with him. And I also praise the Lord that her unwelcomed visitors have not been back to her home. And please continue to keep my daughter, Alexis, in prayer concerning the unwelcome visitors. Thank you. And, I remember you telling me about that last week. Okay. All right. All right, so that's that. Brother Paul, and I see Fran's got her hand up already, so let me just read, I'll just read two more from Paul and Sister Denise. He says, I just want to praise God for continued strength despite increasing trials and for helping out whenever things seem almost impossible. I'm also grateful for good health despite what's going on worldwide. And that's kind of like what we were talking about last night. It never ended up on the stream, though. I've got a bunch of links in my blog entry today, yesterday, and it's on there today, the most recent headline updates. And I have a new section called, it's more or less the coronavirus. It's kind of like a fake thing, you know, what they're doing here. It looks like they're using it to make it look, like, for example, when those, again, some high-ranking officials in Iran died, they can easily say, oh, it was a coronavirus, without causing any kind of riots in their nation. They'll just think, oh, they died of the coronavirus, when in fact, they were probably poisoned. They were assassinated. So, we were talking about that last night, but it wasn't on the stream. So it'll be on the Friday night section of the server. Well, in other words, it'll end up on WTPR. It's actually on the WTPR server already, the edited version. You know, I took the complaints out. So praise the Lord that, I would think most people aren't going to get bothered by the corona. And, remind me after study or after testimony, Fran, in regards to the why they're using the name corona. Thanks. All right. Because she reminded me last night, but then all of a sudden we lost internet. All right. So Sister Denise says, I want to thank God for convicting and encouraging me to apologize to my cousin, who I had unintentionally hurt. She was very appreciative and thankful. I hurt her by only asking about my niece, my niece's well-being, while ignoring and showing no interest or concern for her well-being, only towards my niece. And we all do that, sister. So, yeah. It's kind of like what I did a minute ago. Like last night, I said what I said in regards to Brother Craig, and it came out wrong. It was just, I was having difficulty finding out. And that would have hurt him had he heard that, you know. And so I know what you mean. But going on, she says, I want to thank the Lord for keeping my eyeglasses safe. Oh, I remember you sharing this with me in the middle of the week on this one here. Check this out. She says, my sister and I went for a walk on a beautiful sunny Thursday afternoon. We walked for about an hour. While in the middle of the walk, I realized I did not have my eyeglasses and that they must have fallen off somewhere. I was trying very hard with the help of the Holy Spirit to remain calm and trust in the Lord and believe that the Lord had sent his angels to keep it safe. I thanked the Lord for keeping me calm while trusting him. At times, I am reminded how he had kept safe things I had accidentally misplaced. On my way back home, near my sister's house, I found my eyeglasses in the middle of the road, and they were still in good shape. So praise the Lord. Amen and amen. And that, I don't know, like during when she was talking about the Lord calming her down and the peace and all that stuff, the peace that I got last night reminds me of that, and especially like when the guy called me and says the internet was fixed, and says, oh, it's only because I made the decision not to complain anymore, and if the internet goes down, hey, it's what happens sometimes, all right? And so the peace came on me again, and I shared that with Daryl, I think that's his name, the guy that was working on my internet out there in Ohio. So, okay, let me drop the mic because Sister Fran's got her hand up.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises here. The first one is from Sister Mandy. Sister Mandy says, I have unspoken praises And she also says, I wanted to praise the Lord for lowering my fever from 104 to 101 within the hour that everyone prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his protection on her health. And I have one here from Sister Susan. And Sister Susan says, Happy Sabbath. My family and I are so thankful for God's love and mercies. There are so many blessings we've experienced, and we are very grateful. We are also very thankful for this dear church and all the members. God bless. Praise the Lord. Oh, I praise the Lord for our church members, too. All my brothers and sisters. And this one is from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. This past month, I wanted to praise Jesus for healing my nasty throat ache that I got for a week. I also praise Jesus that even though the enemy of souls is throwing many obstacles for me to have access to the church studies, that Christ still makes a way for me to stay tuned with the church studies and continue to grow in the present truth proclaimed in our church. Then I want to praise Jesus for all the witnessing and track opportunities of the past month. Please pray that seeds would be watered and that the people of Palestine would be touched by the present truth and begin to warn their loved ones, and many in the Middle East would be won to Christ. Amen. Lastly, I wanted to praise Jesus for how he changed a forecasted rainy day into a sunny day for my son and I when we prayed for the night. When we prayed for it the night before, we had our trip to a faraway city that we were going to travel the next day. Praise Jesus for even little things he does to show his love for his children. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. And I have a praise also. I praise the Lord for, like this, in the beginning, I think last week, I think I just over-exerted myself every day. And by the time Thursday came for women's study, I just plopped down on the couch. I couldn't even get up, so I didn't do women's study. And that next day I woke up, I was, like, supercharged. I just want to praise the Lord for healing my tired body and supercharging it for me. And I think I have, let me see, do I have another one here? Oh, no. Okay, so I shall hand the mic over to Brother Gilbert. Praise the Lord.
Can everyone hear me? Good. It's nice to speak to everyone. Praise our God. The Lord has been so good. First, I'm going to be the first to say that thank the Lord this place is up and running despite what he has been doing. This is a time to give God the praise, and he's definitely not going to stop that, as we see here, and thank the Lord for that. The Lord has been good in many areas. I guess it's going to be short, but I'm just going to say, hey, if you have something good to say, I've said it before and I'm going to keep saying, I don't care how small you think that that blessing is the Lord gave you, say it. Just whatever it is, if you think it's going to give praise to the Lord, if it's something that your brothers and sisters can use, say it, put it in a room, type it, send your praise to somebody else. Hey, just say it. I don't care how small it is. Say it. Give your God the praise. He is good. I said it earlier. There's not enough time in life to give the Lord the praise and worship and thanks that he deserves. Our God is good, and that's just the way that it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for so much. Thank you, Lord, for helping me while I was in Oman as a contractor in the Air Force, for stumbling onto this family. I tell you what, I have learned so much. Thank you, Lord. This place is the absolute mother load. I'm sorry. I've learned so much in being here. Okay. I mean, this is where it all stops. Okay. It really, really is. I mean, you can learn so much just talking not only you, just with everybody here. Everybody here has been a blessing. I tell you what, it's just been good. Our Lord has been good. He's been He's provided. I tell you what, as I said in my earlier testimony, I've been and I'm going to keep it short. I've been on. Thank you, Lord. I've been on this earth for 51 years, and I've been keeping the Sabbath for closing in on two of them. I tell you what, His mercy is uncomparable. I tell you what, I mean, so much has taken place. With not only on top of that, me coming away from a military career, I'm here, and I'm gonna say it. Thank you, Lord, that out of 21 years, I did not take a life. I am so happy about that, and I'll say it in front of an open Macy's window. Okay, I will say it. I will say it. I will say it. 21 years of serving in the military, I know what it's like to point a loaded weapon at people, okay? And thank you, Lord, I did not take a life. I will say that to my, I will say that to the grave, okay? I'm sorry. It's just the way that it is. Thank you on top of that, and thank the Lord that I got out of the military once I learned that when you get in the military, you will break one of the, at least two of those commandments. One of them, the top one, the keeping the Sabbath, okay, I promise you, if you join the military, I promise you, you will break a Sabbath because you will have to work a Saturday sooner or later. And on top of that, depending on what you do for the military, if you're in the wrong, as they call it, military occupational specialty or MOS, it's going to involve the taking of a life somewhere. The infantry can tell you that. Ask any soldier that you've met. I promise you, some of them, that's the reason why some of them come away with such problems as far as their heads, because that eating away at them of the taking of an innocent, and that's where the big body count comes in. It's all those innocent lives, you know. And again, I said that I would stop. I would make it short. The Lord is good. If you got something to say, say it, say it, say it. I don't care how small it is. I'm going to stop right here. Praise God.
Amen, brother. Amen. And I apologize, everybody, for the echo. I forgot to shut the mic off on the stream, so that causes that echo thing. So hopefully it... it was pretty loud, I would think, because I had my speakers up pretty loud. So, but praise the Lord, brother. Wow, 21 years, and he didn't have to kill anybody. Wow. It's not easy to do in the military, I would think. So, anyway, Brother Don put something in the... let me get this from Matthew before it slips up. Because... copy. Okay. All right. Brother Don said, I praise God for using my 7-year-old to bring me back out to the straight and narrow. I failed as a father to raise my children the way they should go. He reminded me of my obligation to do so. My son asked me, what would happen when all the people are gone? I didn't quite understand what he was getting at, so I asked him what he thought. He said, God would create a new earth. Wow. I was shocked since I never taught him about this. Made me think again about the path I was following. Praise the Lord. Out of the mouths of babes, brother. That's out of the mouths of babes. Amen to that. And then Brother Matthew just put something in the text chat, and he says, I praise the Lord for every fiery dart the enemy of souls throws my way, even sometimes when I am knocked down, because the Lord gives me the strength and perseverance to stand in the face of the enemy in the victory through the holy name of Jesus and his precious shed blood. Amen. Praise the Lord for Brother Gilbert's awesome testimony too, he said. So amen. Amen and amen. And then Brother Paul, did I read? No, I didn't read this. Well, maybe I... Oh yeah, I did read this one. Why is it coming in twice? Oh, okay. Maybe he's emailed it twice because it bounced or something, because I was having email issues this week too. All right, Brother Mel says, I would like to praise our Lord for the strength and ability to daily follow these words of wisdom. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Although there are times when I stumble and fall short of conforming to these words of wisdom, I repent of my shortcomings. Our Heavenly Father forgives me and helps me back on my feet to continue my walk. I thank Him, I love Him, and all praise and glory be His. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, brother. Amen. And, okay, let's see, sister, anybody else has got a hand up here? Because I only got two left. Two left. Zimbe's is kind of long, but not really. And then Sister Kara's around the same size, a little smaller. So let's see if anybody else has got a hand up here. Nope. All right, so this one here is from Sister Kara. She goes, "Hi, bro. I have a praise I wanted to share." And, well, actually, she's got two here. She says, "I want to praise the Lord for being able to talk and share His truth more easily with others, even when there are disagreements. I just love to talk about our Lord any chance I get." And then she says, "Many unspokens." And then I think she sent me another one, because I have another one here. She says, "Yesterday after getting home, my roommate and her client were leaving as I noticed three white pugs running towards the alley up the block." Pugs, for those that you don't know, are cute little dogs that look like they ran against a wall when they were born, and their faces got all smashed back. Cute little buggers. She says, "We know they have had to have gotten either out of the house or their yard. So here comes a car driving pretty fast," which was a neighbor across the street from me, meeting two officers. "We learned the alarm went off. We heard her in a panic with one of the officers about another dog. So she then asked my roommate, which was driving slowly, if she had seen a black pug that is old and hard of hearing and can't see that well. My friend said no, but she would look. So at the time, my landlord next door, another neighbor, and I decided we would take a walk to help her look for her dog. But before doing that, I went in the house to get my boots back on and went on my knees in prayer that the Lord would help us to find her dog, and that He would comfort, and that He would comfort that woman. We walked down her alley and back out, and as we crossed the street, we noticed him just standing there by the neighbor next door to me. Like, here I am." That's cute. "I ran and picked him up without any fear at that time, because of the joy, excitement I had knowing that the Lord answered my prayer. I was truly amazed and overjoyed." So here, this is one of them butterfly things, by the way, for those of you that are wondering, because some people think, "Oh, it's just a dog." No. We love our little pets. Some of you might. So I ran and I picked him up without any fear at that time, because of the joy and excitement I had knowing that the Lord answered my prayer. I was truly amazed and overjoyed how quickly He answered that prayer. The owner came back from looking for him some more and was so thankful to us and asked if she can do anything for us. I told her nothing, just believe in God and have faith. It was a truly beautiful moment. Our God is an awesome God." And amen, sister, I agree with you there. Our God is an awesome God. All right, I got one left here from Brother Zimbe. I'm going to check my email here in a minute, but I see Brother Sean's hands up. And so, yes, I will shut the mic off on the stream. No echo this time. So let me drop the mic.
With blessings. Can you guys hear me? And probably me breathing as well. All right, good. Praise the Lord. Alrighty, I have a few praises here to share. First from Sister Lynette, and she says she would like to praise the Lord that she was looking for a while for another part-time job so that she'd have two jobs. And she did finally find a job. But she says, unfortunately, God had other plans for her, which I'd say fortunately, sister, but God has other plans for her. And so He actually had the place shut down entirely right after she was offered the job. And so she wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I say definitely praise the Lord. It's definitely, He definitely shows you whether what He does and doesn't want you to do. And I have a praise here from Sister Gav. And she says, "I praise the Lord for the past 2 years that He has been good to me. today marks my second year here. My, and I believe the word is au pair, something like that, program ended today. And the whole 2 years, the Lord never allowed the kids to get hurt while on my watch. Praise the Lord. And the whole time I'm in the U.S., I was able to meet some of our loving brethren and meet some good people with a good heart, and I'm hoping they will open their heart and accept our loving Savior. In a few days, I will be leaving the country, but all those beautiful memories will be cherished forever. God is good all the time. Sister Gabby. So, praise the Lord, sis. It is a blessing. It is truly a blessing to get a chance to meet you, and I'm sure others say the exact same thing. Brother Gab. Okay, I want to praise the Lord. First, just some unspoken praises, and he knows what they are. And I also want to praise the Lord for, as you know, Pastor Nicholas has talked about, and someone else was talking about it, I'm pretty sure, talking about the peace coming over them. How, you know, the Lord just, when you're going through whatever it is that you're going through, if you're going through a lot, just turning to him and opening up his word. I want to praise the Lord. He just moved me the way that he did this week to, my job doesn't particularly care too much if I show up late. And just even when I got up, it was two mornings in a row. I got up and I was in the word more than I usually was. And I didn't care about being late. And it really helped calm me down and get my mind, you know, fixed in the proper direction. And so I want to praise the Lord for that, because he's definitely continuing to work with us. You know, we're all not where we should be, but you know, I praise the Lord that, like I said, he continues to work with us. So, Sabbath blessings. I'm going to drop the mic, and Sister Mindy actually has her hand up.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. And this, I want to praise the Lord, first of all. I know many have said this. Praise the Lord that we're able to gather on this Holy Sabbath, and that we're, you know, the internet is running smoothly, and the children's study went with no issues. I praise the Lord for that. And I also want to praise the Lord, you know, as you all know, we all go through major trials. I mean, we're getting the end in time, so the trials are going to get more severe. But I've been having a lot of trials with my husband, and he hasn't been able to work. And so we found out a while ago that he was diagnosed with factor 5 blood disorder. So they say it's inherited. So it's something he's always going to have, where he is prone to getting blood clots, and which he has had blood clots. They've gotten into his lungs, and I thought he was going to die from that. And that was back in, I think, 2008. And so he's been dealing with all of this, these health issues. Well, he's done maintenance and remodeling all his life, and is very physical, as Pastor Nick will know. It's a very physical job, and you're up and down ladders, and you're just always moving. And with his condition, he's not able to do the trade that he's done all his career. And so he's very limited on what he can do. He can't stand for a long time or sit for a long time, because he'll get severe pain in his leg. And so he has to elevate a lot to alleviate the pain. So he applied for disability, and we found out yesterday, praise the Lord, that he was approved to get disability. And that is just, to me, a huge blessing, because at least we'll get some assistance with his disability. And I just feel like all the burden is on my shoulders with, you know, trying to make placements at work and just to be able to, you know, survive. And even though through all the trials, I praise the Lord that he's just blessed me with peace, because you know, if you're in your word daily and you're praying every day, I try to pray 3 times a day, which most of the time I do. I have that closeness with him, and he's just strengthening me more and more every day. And I have no worries. I mean, granted, I think about things like, what are we going to do if we lose the house? But, you know, if it's God's will, it's God's will. You know, I mean, I just trust in him, you know, because I know eventually I'm not going to have this house. I'm going to be on the run. So, you know, it doesn't matter. And so I just praise the Lord for that. And then I also want to praise the Lord. I've been praying to him to guide me on a certain, I wasn't sure what to do about this certain situation. And so I kept praying to me. And I was driving to work, and I'm like, you know, I was just praying, Lord, if you want me to do this, give me a sign and have me see some deer. And once in a great while I'm driving to work, because I live in the country, you know, I'll see deer. And so I hadn't seen them for a long time. So I'm driving, and guess what? There were 3 deer on the side of the road that were in a field. And I just praised him all the way to work. It's like, oh, Lord, you are so awesome. And he gave me a sign, and I knew that that was the direction he wanted me to go on something. And so praise the Lord to that. And then also I want to praise the Lord, you know, through these trials I've been going through. I praise the Lord for a dear sister that I reached out to, and she had gone through similar trials as me. And I just want to tell you all, don't think that we're in this alone. Obviously we have, you know, the Godhead to help us, but you know, we're in this church for a reason, and we are the body of Christ, and we are one mind and one accord. And when you are going through some things in your life, you need your brothers and sisters. You really do. And they will strengthen you. They will encourage you. And not only that, you encourage the brothers and sisters that you reach out to, because they might be going through the same things you're going through, and or other trials. And it's just, you know, that's what we're here for. And I just want to just really, really encourage you all that, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to your brothers and sisters, because, you know, it really blessed me to talk to this sister, and it just strengthened me to, you know, to just fight the good fight and just not give up. But whatever you do, don't give up. Don't let go of the Lord, because you know what? In God's word, we are in his mighty hand, and no one can pluck us out of his hand. No one, nothing, no one. And so if you remember that, if you let go of him, you know, you let go of him, and that's, I mean, you don't want to do that. Don't ever let go of him. As long as you don't let go of him, he will never let go of you, no matter what you're going through. So just remember that, brothers and sisters. I know we're all going through some major trials and struggles, and you know, it's a lot that's, you know, the storm's coming. As Brother Craig in one of his videos, you know, prepare for this storm, because it is coming. And if you're not preparing, you know, I pray for you all. You know, prepare, because, you know, it's going to be a trial that we, you know, as it says in God's Word, the time of Jacob's trouble, I mean, it's going to be major. And if we don't have the faith and the strength in the Lord, we're not going to make it. We're going to faint, and we're not going to make it to the end. So please prepare for these last days. And the Lord also gave me a sign when I was praying, you know, gave me a sign that we are that close, that we are truly, the Lord is coming soon. And brothers and sisters, he gave me that sign. And I just want to say, he's coming in our time. I believe it with all my heart, mind, and soul. He is coming in our time, and we are going to see it. And so please prepare. I love you all. God bless.
But blessings, everyone. Can you hear us?
Blessings, everyone. Can you hear us? Do your prayer.
Okay, you want to say your prayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to praise the Lord for the food and for the family, for healing my throat. I want to pray for the food, for the family, and for everything, because for healing my throat, that Jesus touched it. That Jesus healed my throat for life.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, a few months ago, we planned to travel overseas to the Philippines.
And there was a big, scary spider.
And then, that was before all this coronavirus hype, media hype. And after all this coronavirus, our ticket has a layover in Taiwan, and the government in the Philippines placed a travel ban for Taiwan. So I told Ryan, oh, we can't travel anymore because we're going to be placed on quarantine for 2 weeks when we get there. But Ryan said, just trust the Lord and stop worrying. And he was right. A few days after he said that, we just prayed and the government lifted the ban for Taiwan. So we're good to go. And my coworkers were scared, like, oh, are you guys traveling with these kids and all these viruses? I'm like, well, we have God and we trust the Lord. We don't eat unclean stuff, so our body is strong to fight all these viruses, not just coronavirus, but everything that's in the air. But God will protect us, so we're not scared. But for the people that does not have God, for these things is scary for them. So I want to praise the Lord for giving us all this, the truth and His promises for His people. We can live a peaceful life and not live in fear. God bless, and Sabbath blessings, everyone.
God bless.
Amen, amen, and amen. Yeah, and it's going to get a lot worse out there. We got to try to let the people know that, you know, when there's going to be a lot more diseases and viruses, and a lot of them are going to be faked and stuff like that, because that spirit of fear is going to be generated and cultivated all over this world, because that's an easy way to control people. And the travel bans, they can put pandemics and epidemics anywhere they want now. You know, just by, you know, mixing it up in the media. And so if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're on your own, and it's going to get scary for them. Yeah. And even if you end up in quarantine, stuff like that, you still have the perfect peace of Christ sitting there. So it's not like it's going to be an issue, but praise the Lord. And I wanted to echo something Mindy said in regards to how we need each other and stuff like that. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says that we shouldn't be forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's putting everything Mindy said in a nutshell right there, you know, because it was, we need each other a lot more now in these last days than we ever did. And so it really does come in handy to have brothers and sisters in the Lord that you can trust and you know, and share things with. And all right, so I got a few more praises here. That so I don't just have one left now. Sister Daniela, she's new here from the UK up there. And by the way, Sister Daniela, after I read this, if you want, you can leave the room, come back in. I turned off your little smiley face. You should be able to. You will be able to text when you come back in. Just use the same name that you use and the same password. All I did was open it up on the server for you. And so she says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I praise the Lord for my sister who was released from mental hospital 3 weeks ago. This is no light matter, as when a person in my country is entered into a mental care facility, it normally takes many months or years to leave. Praise the Lord. I remember that's how it used to be here in the U.S. too. You know, unless, of course, you self-commit. But, yeah, a lot of times, I remember back in the 70s, I knew people that ended up in there, and you didn't see them for quite a while. And so praise the Lord. And I turned on your text. So, because she sent an email asking me to. And so that's usually how it works. All right. And then Brother Zimbe. Well, let me do Lewis's first here. He says, praise the Lord for helping to fix the internet problems on my laptop. Oh, you too, huh? And he goes, I praise the Lord for removing stiff back pain fast. And I praise the Lord for a stable connection. Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. All right, Zimbe, check your email. I just want to make sure you got it. I don't have my notes on the server, so I just stuck them all in an email. So you got a 265-page email headed your way. So check it when you can, and send me back an email letting me know you got it. You know, because, you know, especially if it's a big email, they might block it. So let me know. All right, so this is what Zimbe sent me in a praise. He goes, I greet you, family, in Jesus' name. I want to thank the Almighty King of Kings for the breath of life in our nostrils, the good health and the blessings that he has given us. I got suspended from work in the month of January, and I want to thank God that during all this time, he has given me what to eat and drink, but most importantly, he has kept me alive in good health. I also thank God that finally I am fired from the job. Remember what happened last? I don't remember last month, but it had something to do with how somebody out of the blue brought him food. I think this was Zimbe's thing. Anyway, he goes on. He says, the reason why I thank God for letting me be fired is that he counted me worthy to go through this for the sake of his name, because I was suspended in the first place because of one of my students who decided to let go of Catholicism and accept Christ as his Lord and let go of the idol worshiping done in the Catholic Church. At first, it wasn't easy to sit home, but I later understood why God had me sit home, because I believe that he saved me from thinking that these students needed me to further study in God's paths, because that is how I prayed to him, asking him to make me back to take me back to school, because the students needed me. But later I understood that they needed me not, because the seed was already planted and God will water it to spring and blossom into a bountiful harvest. So he protected me from thinking that his work depended on me. Amen. Amen, brother. A lot of people don't catch that. It's in Titus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, by the way. Anyway, going on. Plus, on sitting me down, I have had plenty of time for him to teach me so much on how to live and work with others in furthering his work. Plus, he turned my attention to this other school and men. Kids this side love to hear the word. He's in Uganda, by the way, for those of you who are wondering, or Kenya, but I'm pretty sure it's Uganda. It's like they have been hungering for it. I praise the Lord for making me change my mind and concentrate on them too. I really see gold to be mined in this other place. It's not as good as the other one has, or was, rather, but I believe he was getting me out of my comfort zone to do labor for him in a place where many could accept his love. Praise be to God. I also thank God for bringing a cat in my life. I love cats, but I had never thought of getting one. But 3 days back, I saw this small cat. It seemed to be about a week or two old, and dogs were about to kill it. It's probably more than 6 or 7 weeks old if its eyes were open, brother. We've had many of baby kittens. We've had many. So I saw this small cat. It's, what are we going to kill it? Okay, yeah. But I thank God he took me there in time to save her life. I named her Susie. It's the name that got into my head at that time. She is so lovely and keeps me company. I also want to thank God for Pastor Paul Fireblack. And that's Uganda then, yeah, because this is the guy I've been working with too. God has used him. Oh, he's the one that's, by the way, he's got that YouTube page too. He does those videos. He says, God has used him to help me so much during this time of testing that I'm going through. By the way, God has organized a gospel effort through Pastor Paul, scheduled to commence this week, and I am so glad to be part of the work for God to bring them in. Please pray for us that God's providence prevails and that a great harvest is garnered into the barn of God. God bless you all. Love you, family. Amen and amen and amen. And by the way, Pastor Paul, the name of his church or family, I guess, is Seventh-day Remnant Protestants. that's how I met him. And he's on YouTube now, and him and I have keep him in your prayers, though, because I emailed him. I guess he's not getting my emails because I wanted to try to help him, but every time I try to help him, things, you know, PayPal's really annoying. And, you know, I don't know if we, you know, but keep him in your prayers, everybody, because he's obviously doing okay. Everything's doing good. He baptized a few people, from what I understand. So, but praise the Lord that he's serious about the work. Let's see if you got it. Let me scroll up and down here real quick because we're getting near the end. Okay. Okay, Sister Janet says, oh, yeah. Wait, no, I think I got another one from you, Sister Janet. Or did I already? Did I already read hers? I think I did. All right. No, Brother Lewis, I was talking about Zimbe when I was talking about Zimbe. Okay, thanks, Michael. Okay, I got to wait on Michael. He's sending me a praise.
Well,
I did read Janet's? Okay, all right, so I didn't?
No.
Oh, I didn't. It's right there. Okay, so she says, you got another one. Well, I'm going to read the one that's in the PM real quick because it's tiny. She says, I also want to praise our Lord for holding my dear sister Terry very close to him in this very trying time for her. Amen, amen, and amen. And then in the one she sent earlier, it says, Happy Sabbath to all dear brethren. I would love to praise our Lord for giving me moments after moments to share his love and mercy with my dear friend Katie that was not raised Christian. I pray every day that he will prepare her heart for him as well as giving us those divine opportunities and my words from the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, sister. So that'd be neat. She joins the church. We'll have another Katie. Because how many Daniels do we have and Michaels and stuff? You know, we've had a lot of people that have the same names in here. As a matter of fact, it was getting something was, yeah, somebody joined us recently that was kind of like confusing to some people because the name was the same. I think it was Joe. I don't know. Another brother Joe. I don't know. Anyway. I got two more praises here, one from Brother Alvin and one from Brother Yasmanth. And I'll read Alvin's first. He says, Happy Sabbath, everyone. My family would like to praise the Lord not only when we feel healthy, but also during sickness, for we felt his healing hand. Me and my two kids were sick for almost 2 weeks with common colds, which with so much coughing and headache and body ache. My wife's sister, Janisa, didn't get the colds, but only coughing. We praise him for the natural remedies like lemon, honey, ginger, and some other herbs we used. Truly, our Heavenly Father is our great physician. My daughter, Jania, also has a praise for helping her share the truth to her classmates this week during your lesson when they were talking about the moon. She was able to share that no one really landed on the moon since God didn't allow it. Amen. And then Alvy says, thank you, Jesus, for making me better. And then happy Sabbath again. Love you all. All right. So amen and amen. But yeah, just the Van Allen belts alone proves there's no way mankind could ever have landed on the moon, because with our technology today, we still can't figure out how to get through those radiation belts. And there's no way they did it with a tin can back in the 60s. So it was just political theater, like we're seeing now, with everything from the impeachment thing that went on for years, or the Russian thing, and now the Corona thing. All right, so then let me scroll up and down, see if anybody else has a hand up. Nope. Okay. This last one I got from Brother Yaswanth. Oh, no, I got another one coming in the mail from Brother Michael. He says, Sabbath blessings. I am Yaswanth from India. Please share my... He says it every time. I think that is so neat. Please share my testimonies. Sabbath blessings to all dear brethren. I wanted to praise God for all his excellent mercies towards me and my family, even when we are going through lots of tests and trials, because he is always there solving each and every problem with his loving ways. I also wanted to thank God for helping me to keep his Sabbath and other 9 commandments too. I am grateful and thankful to his ever-abiding, unquenchable love towards his people, who are striving to humbly walk with him in this wretched world. Please pray for me and my family. Peace and God bless. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. I got you on the permanent prayer list. And I'm sure everybody else is praying for you too. Oh, okay. Michael said he sent it. So let me turn on my email thing here. Tori sent one too. All right. Well, let me read Tori's. It's short. Well, maybe Mike's on. Okay. Tori's shorter than Mike's. All right. She says, "Hi, Pastor Nick. This is praises for my dad." Okay. He has brother Ron, in case people don't know his name. He says, "I have unspoken praises, but I do want to give him thanks for walking me through my stroke journey. Yesterday made it a year." Wow, has it been that long? Because I remember me and Fran went out to Indianapolis to meet you guys and lay hands on Ronald. Anyway, yesterday made it a year. I'm grateful and I'm doing well. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to say thank you, Pastor Nicholas and your wife, for visiting me at the hospital." Okay. Love you, brother, and thank you for your hard work. God bless you and your family, Brother Ronald. Love you too, my brother, your whole family. So, amen and amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. A year. Okay, and then this next one here, I'm going to have to pull it out because I can't. The type's too small. Let me stick it over here. There we go. All right, this is from Brother Michael 32. He says, "Hello, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to you all. I want to mention this testimony Sabbath, something that I haven't mentioned before because I somehow forgot about it. I was reminded by the Lord some time ago about this thing, and I shared it with some brethren, but today I want to share it here, publicly, to praise our Lord. As some of you can recall, I was a gamer. I was playing games all my youth, many hours each day. I would get into the competitive side of them, and so it would make me angry at times when something went not as planned." Yeah, I can remember that. I never was a gamer, but when years ago, you know, we linked all the computers together in the houses before the internet came. And so we used a bunch of crossover cables and stuff like that. And I found the WAD file on Doom and took it off, and we were able to hack into it and make an environment that looked just like our house. And the kids mostly did it. You know, my boys built this 3D environment in the computer. And then we just put it on everybody's computers, and then we fought each other, just goofing around. And it used to anger me because one of my sons was way too good at it. And I would always get very frustrated when I would try to go on this one area, and then boom, I'm dead. You know, he was just, you know, he just seemed to know where I was headed. So I know about the anger thing and how it could really get to you, but, you know. And he goes on to say that the anger levels rose with years of gaming and my mind was altered. Yeah, I'm glad we got out of it quick. We stopped doing it after about a year or so. We didn't do it that often, though. He says, "I admit today to you all that I was possessed. I remind myself going nuts in front of a PC, doing scary faces and shouting silently in front of a mirror, trying to choke myself with a pillow, even talking to myself in gibberish. Demonic language. By the power of Christ, the demons that were within me fled the day when I accepted Jesus as my Savior." And I believe that's what happened with me too, brother. "No more of this weird and dangerous stuff took place after meeting him. My mind was made and still is sane because of him. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to mention that what I realized is that it really is a spiritual battle. What I mean is that when I was possessed, I didn't feel like it. It didn't feel, or he says, I didn't feel a demon being inside of me. I was thinking that it is myself wanting to do these weird things. But when I received Christ, it was then when I knew that it was a demon that made me do those things. So praise the Lord for his mercy and the power to cleanse us. Also, I praise the Lord for every small and big thing that he has blessed me with, for helping me improve my walk and for salvation." Amen, brother. And yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean there. You don't know, because I was possessed too, and I didn't know it. My wife knew it, because one time I, you know, in the middle of the night, I don't remember, but she was praying for me, and she says, I kind of sat up in the bed, looked at her, and says, "You'll never have him. I've got him now." So, and that's of course the demon speaking through me, and she just put him in his place, I guess, or, you know, because not long after that I accepted Christ, because she kept praying for me, and then I started praying, and then boom, rest is his story. It's not just history. It's historic. And so, I know it's, you don't feel changed unless you start going into these weird, you know, things. You start doing some of the weird, like I got into the face changing and the manifestations and stuff. But even then, I thought it was an outside influence. I didn't think they were in me. I thought I had control of them on the outside, you know, like when they would manifest and show themselves and stuff. Because we had some pretty strange things happen. We, you know, the poltergeist, you know, the lie about a poltergeist. No, it's not a playful ghost. It's a demon trying to make you think it's not a big deal. So, okay, this tune here goes, we got from Sister Denise. Oh, okay, this is, we're going to pray, we're going to be praying here in a minute. We got to pray for Brother Darren's grandfather. He just left to go to the hospital for an emergency. Not sure what it is, but we said to keep his grandfather, grandmother, and him in prayer. So when we pray, we're going to do that. Let me just check my email here, because this is an urgent prayer request. We don't do prayer requests on Sabbath day, because we used to do it when we first started out, and it was like 10, 15 minutes. We couldn't, you know, before doing church. So now we just do the prayer requests. Oh, I got another one from Sister Tori. She says, I feel pressed to share my own praise. Wasn't planning on it, but here goes. She goes, I just want to praise the Lord for letting me finish out another 8-week course. Several classmates of mine also had a rough time, but praise the Lord, most of us made it through. Sleep deprived, but still made it. Secondly, I would like to thank God for my speedy recovery. This time last week, I was running a temperature of 103. Oh, wow. I started feeling sick Sabbath Eve, but by Sunday night, I was feeling better again. God bless everyone and have a wonderful Sabbath. Amen. Amen and amen. And so, praise the Lord. And I got something from Zimbe. Oh, I haven't seen the staff you sent me. I don't know what you mean. Or stuff. Yeah, that's right. He meant stuff, probably. Let's see, with the A and the U. No, nowhere near the keyboard. So, all right, no biggie. Yeah, just watch for it. It could take a few minutes to get to you, Zimbe. Just let me know if you get it. All right, let me just scroll up and down and see if anybody else has got their hand up for praises. Okay. I don't see anybody. And it's about the time we usually quit anyway, like an hour and a half or... No, it's an hour, exactly an hour. So praise the Lord. Well, a little older, over than an hour. So praise the Lord. If you can kneel, we're going to pray. We're going to uplift Darren's grandpa and his grandma. But they say grandfather, grandmother, so we'll do it that way. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for all these brothers and sisters in the Lord. All of us, Father, we love you so much, and we thank you so much, and we praise you so much, and we want to tell others what you're doing, and we thank you for giving us an opportunity each and every month now to literally tell everybody what you have done. Thank you for that. And thank you for blessing us all with answered prayers the last 30 days and even the last 30 years. You know, sometimes we forget to mention things. And we also lift up Brother Darren's grandfather and his grandmother, because they're on the way, as you know, Father, to the emergency room for whatever reason we don't know. And so please, Father, keep their family blessed and let them see your hand in all this, as well as guide the doctors and the nurses and all that stuff like you usually do, and have them you know, very well focused when working on the grandfather. And uplift, we of course going to uplift the grandmother, because if things get scary, that could be difficult for her to handle if she's up in years. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us with answered prayer and for blessing us with this Sabbath day and for answering our prayers in regards to letting us meet online and everything went smooth. We thank you and we praise you in the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.